Recorded Books and RB Digital present Looking Into You by Chris Fabry, narrated by Susan Bennett. Prologue. There is no greater power on earth than a mother's love. I'd been staring at the words on the screen, at the blinking cursor, following them like a tapping foot, for what felt like hours when I heard familiar voices outside my office in the English department of Millhaven College. Think about it. Her mother is out there somewhere. Jenny Baylor, an economics professor. It's haunting, the second voice agreed. Madeline Palmer, from admissions. I opened my door. I thought you were on sabbatical, Madeline said when she saw me. Off in the mountains, or to a beach house near your parents. Just getting a change of scenery, I said, get the juices flowing. How's the writing going? Jenny said, a little too much concern on her face. Any progress? I suppose it depends on how you define progress. They smiled at me, though it felt more sad than reassuring. Like they could tell I was no further along with my dissertation than when I'd begun my sabbatical. What were you talking about? I said. The elevator opened, and Jenny excused herself. Something about a dinner appointment. Madeline inched closer. We saw a documentary last night that is the most heartbreaking thing. And you know how picky I am about films. I nodded. What film? She told me the title, the art theater where it was playing, and I cataloged the information. Then, in rapid fire, she summarized a film that began as the story of residents in a nursing home, but gradually shifted focus to a remarkable girl who worked with them, a girl adopted at birth and then abandoned, who passed through the system of child protective services like water through a drain. A girl with an extraordinary gift for connecting to those whose minds were seemingly beyond reach. A girl who had been deeply damaged by choices made before her birth. My heart beat faster, and catching breath was a struggle. Paige, you have to see it, Madeline said. It's all I've been able to think about. It sounds good, I said, choking a little. Madeline shook her head again, as if she couldn't get the lingering images from her mind. As she stepped into the elevator, I asked the question that had floated to the surface of my heart. Do they mention her name? I said. The girl.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?